Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this October 16th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. Show is brought to you by Crockett Septic, but we also want to send a big shout-out to Nacusa-Port Edward State Bank. It sponsors this particular segment with our great friends at Visit Rome. Gives us an opportunity to visit the Rome area and talk to our friend Jillian. Good to have you with us, Jill. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to be here.
Good. We know that there is so much to talk about in the Rome area.
Yes.
We never have enough time, so I'm just going to shut up and get out of the way so we can dive right into actually something going on tonight.
Yeah, so tonight, Thursday, October 16th, yep, from 6 to 8 p.m., Hoozles at the Lakes will be having Shandini Dinner Magic. They've had them a few times already this late summer, early fall season.
Yeah.
Shandini's magic is top-notch. Starting as a street performer, Shandini developed his craft, remarkable skill, and unique style over the years. He now performs across the country on stages both big and small. He's a member of the International Brotherhood of Magicians with over 20-plus years of experience. So come and enjoy some grub from Hoozles at the Lakes and enjoy some excellent close-up sleight-of-hand magic at your table. If you can't make it tonight, he has two other events in 2025. He'll be back at Hoozles on November 20th and December 18th.
He is really good. It's a lot of fun. And it's he's a really good showman, too. It's a fun part of this. So I encourage you to check that out, everybody. Friday, October 17th, another big event coming up.
Yeah. So this is at the library in Rome, Leicester Public Library, from 2 to 3 p.m. They'll be having a paint-your-own ghost family portrait.
Oh, it's so awesome. What an idea.
I know. Get in the Halloween spirit by painting your own spirits. All supplies and materials are provided for this free adult program. However, registration is required ahead of time. And to register, just stop by the library or call them at 715-325-8990.
As a side note, if anybody wants to share those once they're done, I would love to see them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't care if we don't know each other. I just want to see. I think they're going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get my mom and dad to do that with me. I just think it'd be fun. That's a great one.
Yeah.
And a shout out to the Leicester Public Library. Always appreciate things they do. This Friday, October 17th, kids fun for Halloween.
Yeah, we have our final outdoor movie night of 2025.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's a kids' Halloween outdoor movie. We'll be watching the 2022 movie Hotel Transylvania Transformania. And as an added bonus, we will have a bounce house on site.
Ooh.
And I believe a food truck.
Nice. Nice. Very
yeah.
cool. It's funny. I mentioned my parents. My dad loves those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He just loves those Transylvania movies.
Yeah.
And they're perfect for this time of year.
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun.
It is.
And you get Adam Sandler.
Yes.
So yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Win-win. Win-win right there. That'll be fun. And a great job this season with the outdoor movies.
Oh, thank
Heard
you.
Great things from the community. A lot of people enjoyed those. Heard of some Rapids residents going there to check them out too and everything. So that's really cool. Very successful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Our friends at Tri-Norris have their Colorama coming up. That is crazy. I can't believe it sneaks up on me every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I know, right? So that lasts from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday, October 18th. Come enjoy the sight of the autumn leaves from four area counties from the top of the 55-meter ski jump. You can explore the trails and hike around the property, or if you want to save your legs for the trip up. You can enjoy a courtesy shuttle to the top of the big hill in a UTV sponsored by Sand Valley. When yeah. you're done, do a little shopping with some area vendors, listen to live music from Bob Allen from noon to 3, and then taste test three chilies from area restaurants. The most bowls served wins.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of this one, everybody. And any chance to get over to Tri-Norris is always a great idea.
Yeah, and if you want chili, I would suggest going earlier rather than later because I made the mistake of showing up last year around noon and they were sold out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nothing worse than when you're hungry and you show up for something. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. That's a good one. And a great chance to not only check out Tri-Norris, but to support what they're doing over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check that out, everybody. Again, Saturday, October 18th, coming up this weekend, 10 to 3. Over at Tri-Norris, their Colorama. This weekend as well on Saturday, October 18th, annual Italian dinner fundraiser. This always catches my eye. I love these.
This is for the Adams County Humane Society, and that'll be 4 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Post in Adams Friendship. I suggest looking up that address because I don't have it written down in front of me and I don't want to say something wrong. But anyway, the Adams County Humane Society invites you to their annual Italian dinner fundraiser. For just $15 per person, enjoy lasagna, meat or veggie, salad, garlic bread, and homemade desserts, as well as basket raffles and 50-50 raffles. And if you'd rather take your meal to go, takeout is available.
That's nice. That's a great option for people to be able to do. And you're helping out the Adams County Humane Society. That meal's going to taste that much better because of it. You're going to know that you're helping out those furry guys out there and everything. It's a great one. Our good friends, we've been talking about this a little bit on the air. We've had them on the air with us to talk about it. Our friends at Historic Point Boss have one of their bigger events. I know if I had to pick my favorite event of theirs, although I don't want to have to pick, but if I did, Spirit Walk is it. I love this event.
Yeah. So they have two dates for their annual Spirit Walk, this Saturday, October 18th, and actually next Saturday as well, October 25th. Both dates, it'll run from 6 to 8 p.m. Adults are $5, students are $3, and then members and preschool are free. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern-lit tours. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Bass as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves in our version of a haunted history.
It's a very cool time. It's a wonderful opportunity. And if you've done it in years past, keep in mind, there are no reruns. This one is different all the time. Mm-hmm. I've gone to it at least 7 or 8 times in my life. And I know one year we went twice in the same day because some friends showed up a little bit later.
Yeah.
And it was even different then. Oh. It's just unique. It's a very unique experience. And it's a great way to not only enjoy your area, take pride in your area, and improve your area, impact the area. The Historic Point Boss is a living, breathing museum that you can interact with and everything. Help them keep doing the work that they're doing and enjoy that one. It's a very affordable for families. They go out of their way to make it affordable. Monday, October 20th, Kids Art Challenge Week. Ooh, what is this?
Yeah, so this will be going out through that week of October 20th. Stop in the library and grab one of our craft challenge kits. After you design your creation, bring it back to the front desk to display. The challenge closes on October 25th, so that's Saturday. If you have any other questions, either stop by the library or call them at that number, 715-325-8990.
It's a good one, everybody. Make sure to mark your calendars for that and be a part of it.
Yeah.
Monday, October 20th, continuing with the 20th, turkey shoot going on.
Yeah, so we're not actually shooting turkeys. It's just what they call this golf scramble, and it'll be at the Lake Arrowhead Lakes course, lasting from about 10 a.m. to, I'll say, 2 p.m. Come and play the Lakes course backwards in this 10-hole scramble. You can sign up at the Pines Pro Shop. It is $35 for golf season pass members or holders, $64 for Lake Arrowhead Association members, and then $75 for public golfers. And then following this scramble will be chili/awards at the Pines Clubhouse. And actually a chance to win a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
so
cool.
I guess that's where the turkey comes
in.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go. There it is. I was waiting for it. But it's a great event regardless. That's a fun one. And awards and chili, they go hand in hand. That's a great way to do that. That's going to be a fun one. Make sure to mark it on your calendars, everybody. And mark this on there while you're at it. Wednesdays, trivia at Hoozles at the Lake.
Yeah, so this coming Wednesday, October 22nd, and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m., enjoy fun, free trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. Gift cards are available for first through third place teams, so if you're feeling competitive, definitely go for it. And invite your friends, invite your family, invite your neighbors, random person down the street.
The more the merrier, the more the fun. That's not only a fun one, but that's a great one to get out of the house, have something to look forward to. And maybe, you don't do that great the first time, go back and keep doing better and better as you go along. It's a fun time.
And as the weather gets colder, or is supposed to get colder, I know with Wisconsin weather we've had a few.
Never know.
random days of warmth.
Yeah.
But yeah, just taking advantage of these events that happen indoors and happen pretty regularly, I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, it's a good idea to, something to keep in mind, everybody. It's a good one. And something to look forward to. We have a great one coming up at the end of October here into November, the Haunted Forest Ale Trail, going on with our friends at Up North Brewing.
Yeah, so they have four dates for this, October 24th, 25th, October 31st, and November 1st. And all four of those days will be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Up North Brewing Company is happy to present our first annual Haunted Forest on our brand new ale trail. So they had a bit of extra land within the Up North Brewing area, and they cleared it to make a nice walking path.
Oh, cool.
Walking just under half a mile through a haunted forest along the ale trail, you will find yourself surrounded by towering trees draped in mist and flickering lanterns casting eerie shadows. Each bend reveals a new fright, ghostly figures lurking between the branches, cackling witches stirring cauldrons, and glowing eyes watching from the dark. The mix of
creepy ambiance
and Halloween-themed sips will make the forest feel like a living, breathing nightmare in the best possible way. Entrance fee is $10 for adults 21 and over, and that includes beer. Kids are allowed on the trail, and it is $5 for kids, but no beer. You get soda or hot chocolate. Yeah. And between you and me, I might go for the soda and hot chocolate anyway.
I'll be honest with everybody. I'm going for the hot chocolate. I'm just being honest, definitely. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
A fun event we encourage you to make plans for, everybody. Saturday, October 25th, Best Christmas Ever 5K Run Walk, again with Up North Brewing.
Yeah, I feel almost like the section of Walmart where they haul out the Christmas stuff early. Like, Jane, yeah. Why are you talking about Christmas? Well,
best was a good
Christmas,
reason.
Yeah. Best Christmas Ever is a local-based nonprofit that partners with business leaders and communities to lift up families who have fallen on hard times. This year, they're having an event at Up North Brewing Company from 9:30 a.m. to about 3 p.m., registration for this fun run 5K walk begins at 9:30. The actual run walk starts at 10:30 a.m. And in the spirit of Halloween, put the fun in your run or walk by wearing a Halloween costume.
Oh, it's already a fun event. That makes it even more fun, more unique. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Cost is $35, and that includes entry, post-run chili or soup meal, and a drink ticket, soda or beer. Or if you want, just support the cause and join us for the meal portion only for a Goodwill donation.
It goes to not only a great opportunity to help out your community, but to do some good and put some really good into your community. It's such a cool opportunity to be able to do that and helping out strangers, helping strangers. It's one of our favorite things to touch on in a really impactful way you can help out and make somebody's Christmas that much better.
Yeah.
One of the earlier events, if it wasn't the Christmas event that Rome hosts, it was the Halloween one that it hosts. Yep. Then I know my sister and I was the first event we ever attended in Rome. And the kids' Halloween parties coming up, this always brings me back. It's so nostalgic to me.
Yep. So it'll be Saturday, October 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Rome Town Center. The party is organized/sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE. Rain location, if we do get rain, will be the Rome Town Hall. Otherwise, it'll be within that main square of the Rome Town Center. Things to look forward to include trick-or-treating around the square with candy handed out by local businesses and organizations, a petting zoo, including alpacas, and maybe a goat, if I can remember correctly.
Awesome.
balloon animals or balloon art, DJ, live music, a photo booth in the gazebo, fun games, and a prize for the best costumes, which will be decided after the event.
Okay, that's cool.
Stay tuned to our Facebook page or, I guess, any of our socials for that announcement.
That's going to be a blast for the kids, but don't get it twisted. The parents, the adults are going to have fun too with that.
Yeah,
one. That's going to be a fun time for everybody. And it's so great to be able to offer these kind of, you know, safe, fun opportunities for families to still celebrate Halloween and get the kids out there doing stuff. They get to show off their costumes and everything. And the Halloween parties I went to when I was a kid, they didn't have all this. That's amazing. Yeah. There's a ton going on with that one. That's fun. The petting zoo, come on. That's great.
Yeah, I know. And I like how you mentioned that the adults get involved too, because some of my favorite costumes were a whole family dressed up.
Yes.
Like either this past year or the year beforehand, it was a whole family that dressed up like Wizard of Oz characters.
Oh.
And they won, obviously.
Yeah. But more power. That's awesome. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Be sure to make plans for that, everybody. Again, Saturday, October 25th, Kids Halloween Party at the Rome Town Center. And finally, Jillian, wanted to wrap up with something going on that same day, Saturday, October 25th.
Yeah. So the Monroe Prairie ATV Club is having their Halloween hunt starting at Bighorn Bar and Grill. That'll be 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Bring your spotlight or flashlight and join us for a spooktacular fun. ATVers will travel the routes and trails in search of Halloween-themed items. Be on the lookout for goblins, ghosts, skeletons, and other scary stuff. The more you find, the better chance of winning a cash prize.
What a great idea.
Members of the group are $10 each. Non-members are $15. There will be a 50-50 raffle. First machines go out at 7 p.m. Last machine must be in by 10 p.m. And if you dress in costume, your name will be placed in the pot to win an extra $25.
Nice. Oh, all the more reason to dress up, which I don't know that we really need a whole lot of reasons. We'll dress up in costumes if we can. So that's just a nice reason to say you're doing it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But these are becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
These scavenger hunt type things. That's going to be a fun event. That is going to be a good one. And I got ahead of myself, Jillian. I'm sorry. We did have a couple of other things we were going to touch
on.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure to get into those because you are often, Visit Rome joins us usually in the middle of the month, so we wanted to touch on a couple of things going on in the beginning of November.
Yeah, so Saturday, November 1st is another Halloween party, this time at Lake Arrowhead, from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. Live music by Around Town from that 8:30, 11:30 time frame. And they will have food and drink specials.
That's a good event. That's going to be a fun one. And something for, the adults and to hang out, have some fun with and everything. That should be a good time. That same week, November 5th, got a good one coming up.
Yep. Back at the Lester Public Library of Rome, they'll be having a teen 3D print class because they just got a new 3D printer.
I heard about that.
Thanks to Nakusa Port Edwards High School, or Nakusa High School, I should say.
Yeah.
They are partnering up with Nakusa Public School District's Tech Ed Department. They'll have an instructor on site from the school offering a hands-on learning session about 3D design. If you are interested in joining, you do have to call or register ahead of time. That number is 715-325-8990.
Encourage you to do that, everybody, and especially if there's anybody out there who's been curious about this and just wants to know more or something, here's a perfect opportunity to be able to do that. Shout out to Nakusa Public Schools, help working with them on that one and sharing this technology and the information. That's really fun. Saturday, November 8th, trivia at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, so their trivia nights are coming back, too, for the colder seasons. So Saturday, November 8th, from 3:30 to about 6 p.m., trivia itself starts at 4 p.m. Quick rules are teams of 2 to 8 players. It is $20 per team. You sign up the day of the event. Signups begin at 3:30, and play lasts approximately 2 hours. So within 5:30, 6 end time.
Not a huge amount of time, but enough time that you're going to have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a nice time frame for that. And again, trivia, a lot of fun. You're going to want to get into it and have some fun with that one. And we wrap up, I think, with a great one and a great place to wrap up, I should say, Monday, November 11th.
Yeah, we'll have our Town of Rome Veterans Day celebration. Starting at 11 a.m., there will be a ceremony at Spring Branch Cemetery on County Road D in Nakusa. And then at noon, we'll have a courtesy luncheon at the Rome Town Hall for Rome resident veterans plus a guest. If you are a Rome resident veteran, and would like to sign up, please RSVP to Lisa at Visit Rome by November 7th. And you can do that by either emailing lkubis@visitromewi.com or call 715-424-3496.
It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a good event. Yeah. I encourage you to sign up, all of our vets out there, and make sure to spread the word about this event, so in case any veterans that might not have heard about it, they do hear about it and know what's going on. Really, that's the case with all these events. Anything going on in the Rome area, spread it around, let people know. Just never know who might not know it otherwise. And I cannot encourage you enough to sign up for their newsletter. Go to their website, visitromewi.com, and you can sign up for that newsletter and hear about some of the things that Jillian and I were talking about today. Yeah. It's a great way to keep up to date on those things. And certainly, Jill, if they want to get in touch with you guys, that's the best way to do it. Send them to the website or the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So go to Facebook, sign up, subscribe to their page at Visit Rome WI. You can find more about them there and find their website, visitromewi.com. Sign up over there. Be sure to bookmark that page so you can keep going back to it. Jillian, always appreciate the time.
Yeah, always fun to be here.
Say hi to the team over there for us, and we'll talk again next month.
Yep, see you in a month.
A big, big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. We greatly appreciate them sponsoring this segment along with our friends at Crockett Septic. Thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.